I'm Joanne.
I'm Neil.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet, yeah, baby.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Lenny.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Welcome to Banana Newsline. I'm Mika and I'm here with...
Hey guys, it's Neil.
Well, before we get started, I just want to thank Neil first. It has almost been a year since we worked together and you've always been so nice to me. You are like a teacher to me.
Thank you, Mika. You're so sweet. And you're so lucky to have me as your teacher, not a creepy one like Edward.
That's true. But unfortunately, Edward isn't the only creepy teacher in the world. There is a 3-year-old girl in Tongzhou just started her kindergarten life, but after only 4 days, her mother found about 3 wounds on her body. After some digging and asking, it turned out that this little girl's teacher has been poking her with a needle all this time.
Oh my, that's so sick. You can never treat a little girl like that.
Exactly! So it's good to know that the evil teacher was fired and the police start to investigate her.
Well, that's a relief, but there are still teachers who don't respect their career. A high school teacher had a romantic relationship with 2 students on her class.
At the same time? That's insane!
That's not the craziest part. Then, while the students get jealous and murder the other student.
Holy crap, what a tragedy!
I know, right?
Well, I hope every child in this world can get a teacher as sweet as Neil.
Well, I hope every child in this world won't get a teacher as creepy as Edward.
Hello, my dear audience. This is BNN Mini Theater.
Sweetheart, what are you gonna do this weekend?
Well, I don't really have any plans.
Well, you wanna go shopping with me?
No, we've got math test tomorrow. Don't you know that?
I know. So you wanna shop with me?
No, I have so many things to review.
Forget about that. Let's go. So we're going to have that difficult, disgusting, shitty math exam tomorrow again?
Yeah, given by that old, ugly, psychopathetic teacher, Mr. White.
You know, I'm thinking about...
What? Giving him a blowjob to pass the exam?
Well, it can be that.
Wait. Are you insane? He's too old for you. He's old enough to be the roommate of God.
Yeah, that's true, but math is my nightmare, you know that. I couldn't pass the exam in normal ways, so I have to.
Okay, so what's your next move?
That's why I called you here.
What? Help you with picking sexy lingerie?
Bingo.
Excuse me, don't you think my being single is related to my bad taste for underclothes?
Sounds like you don't really have any chance to show anybody your underwear. But I assume Mr. White is pretty much as strange as you.
Alright then.
So what do you think of this leopard print bra?
Oh, that's sexy. But I think it will look better on me.
What about that pink thongs?
Lovely! I think he must be a lace fan. So get something with lace on it. How's your last night with Mr. White?
Well, he's old, but still energetic. But I've got to say that he really loves some odd positions which tire me out. So I'm pretty sure he won't let me be embarrassed this time.
Well, hope he won't.
Did that enticement work?
No.
What? He didn't like your body?
Are you blind? Nobody would ever say no to this sexy beast like me, okay?
Or your skills can satisfy him.
Come on, I'm the best, alright?
Then why did you still fail the exam?
Oh god, it's all because of that goddamn little slut Neil. He gave Mr. White more orgasm than I did.
Come on, Mr. White. I'm ready.
You little slut.
Hey guys, this is Banana Hot Talk. I'm Linda.
I'm Gavin.
And welcome our guest today.
Hooray! Yeah!
Oh, okay, so who are them?
Hi, I'm the Banana Idol, Jessica.
Fuck you! Hi guys, it's Mika.
Hi, I'm Edward.
Hi, I'm Edward!
Fuck you, Edward.
I'm afraid the girls are gonna get crazy after hearing my voice.
No matter how low your voice is, you will not drive girls crazy. Not like Gavin.
You know, the first time you say I'm Edward, it sounds like you are ED word. You emphasize the ED.
He's got ED.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you know?
I guess that. I mean, you can see that from his face, right?
Yeah.
Does that look like you?
Yeah. I mean, your face is so pale and
okay, I don't
think that you're weak and it's like something just picked up from your body.
Oh my god, that's because I'm talking to you. What, you expect me to get turned on just looking at you?
No, I'm just worried about our...
Okay, that's the next topic.
And our sweet, sweet Joanne.
Sweet but single.
Hi guys.
Like always.
Fuck you, Edward. I'm Joanne.
Hey. He's not single.
Hey, Edward. I must remind you that in this room, you are the only man that is not
really?
Single.
Really?
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 The only man, but not the only man that's single. Okay, that's some good confession. I like it.
So, today we're going to talk about teachers. Are you guys interested?
I'm not interested, Linda. Why are we talking about teachers?
Because
it's finished.
I like some teachers, like Miss Tong and
Aoi. Aoi.
Yeah.
Miss Aoi. Yeah.
I do have a crush on one of my teachers.
Nenaka.
I'm too shy. No.
All right, since you don't want to talk, that's all for today's Banana Hot Talk. See you next week.
Well, bye. his name is Zhihua.
Zhihua. That's a man.
Of course! What?
It's like a nanny from the countryside.
Don't you dare.
Come on, baby. That is the teacher I hate most.
What? You know him?
Yeah, he don't have a dick.
I hate you too.
How do you know he don't have a dick?
He can't satisfy Edward
because he wanna give him a blowjob
no,
to
no,
have
no,
an exam.
No, because I saw him walk into
but
the same...
But he didn't found it.
Because I saw him walk into the same department in the hospital with Gavin. Right? And that means he probably don't have a dick.
Gavin is speechless again.
Okay, so what about that teacher? Why do you like him?
Because he's so intelligent.
Well, I'm intelligent.
What? Sure about that?
Okay, Elf.
Okay, guys, let me ask a question.
Show me.
Is Edward intelligent?
Yes! Yes!
No!
Yes!
Yes! Okay, I love you.
Yes!
Alright, perhaps... Getting 59 points is my fault, but actually Zhihua is kind of weird, you know, because he's flirting with his girl students every day, just
what?
Like you.
No! Oh, Lena is brokenhearted.
Linda is so cool. Oh.
Yeah, Zhihua flirted with every girl in her class except Linda.
Yeah.
Oh, Linda is the last one to know that. Oh no, so sad.
Zhihua will hate me for this. So what other weird teachers have you guys met in your life? Wanna share?
I'm in college, but I was still impressed by my senior high school teacher who always has a bromance in my senior high school.
You mean he's a gay?
Kind of. He is my civic education teacher, which teaches politics, and the other one teaches me math. They always go dinner or go lunch together. Yes, two men, and
so
they
what?
All married.
So what?
Yeah, you know, Gavin and Neil go to French all the time.
I never go to
yeah, they
with
even
Neil
sleep
together.
You know, one night we think that they were normal, you know, just like ordinary friends. But one night, I still remember my math teacher who was attending the evening class said once he was sitting on the desk and calling someone, you know, was calling like, "Hello, who's that? Who was inviting me for dinner? Oh, you should book, you know. There were so many people waiting to invite me for dinner." Some words like that.
You think they're flirting with each other?
Not only flirting. Sometime, there was one time that his phone is left on the desk and he is for toilet or something. My math teacher. And
confused.
And suddenly his phone rang. And we opened the phone and said, and
you opened his phone,
and
so what are you like? This is like your sugar daddy or something? How come you get the access to his password?
No,
you guys, you students are weird.
yeah,
this is how you because really respect your teacher.
Because they are really weird. These two men really weird at their 40s.
You know that's against the law. I'm gonna
sue you.
I guess it's just because you are too prejudiced.
No.
Okay.
Oh, maybe. Okay. That's all what I want. So you think your teachers are gay? So you think they are weird?
Well, Jessica's like kind of like reminded one of my teachers in high school. Well, he thought he was gay, and actually we thought he's gay. And so he thought he was gay. He tried to testify it.
Sounds like that one.
He tried to testify.
Yeah, yeah. He tried it
on you.
No.
On you?
Oh my god.
If he tested on me, he's definitely gonna be gay, even if it's not before, right?
Whoa.
anyway, he tried to test it out, and there's...
How?
So, that's what I'm trying to say. He has another teacher, also teaching our class. They are really good friends. And he kind of thinks that he has feeling for that guy. And so, in their office one day, he tried to testify if he's gay or not. From behind, touch the other teacher's hand, right? So he's like, sneaking near, and then he gently reached out his hand and gently touched the other teacher's hand, and then he said he got disgusted the whole day, and so he probably came to the conclusion he's not gay, but we still think he's gay. So we think the actual reason is the other teacher is too ugly. So
does he have a girlfriend now?
Oh yeah. That's actually
he's married now.
No, he is married, but then he found a girlfriend from our class.
What? Oh, is that really?
Yeah. You
which school did
you guys?
Did
you guys?
Come from?
No, you guys.
Which school did you come from?
No, I talked about that during your episode called Mind Blow Thing. Yeah, he got no. Actually, there are two couples, like teacher and student couples in our school, in our grade. And one is actually still together. It's not the one from our class.
Are they married?
Yeah, they're still together. And they're living together now.
Living together?
Oh my god, you guys
what
are so all open.
What a fucking school.
I think his wife is a lesbian. And
no,
he
no,
is a gay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about which school the Edward comes from.
Yeah,
I know.
I know, guys, not to
I
go to all the kids.
No.
Go to
no.
Edward's school.
Advertise time. The high school attached to Tsinghua University. If you're still worried about being single, be sure to go to high school attached to Tsinghua University because there are tons of teachers waiting for you. So Joanne, that's probably a good choice. You can't read high school again in our school, and you'll probably get bound up as a teacher.
So anybody else?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, me, Mika. Your turn.
So my high teacher in high school was a 30-year-old guy, and he's very good-looking. And in my first year he got married, you know, just like September, so we just know him and he got married. And
yeah, that he's probably is weird because like he's good looking, he got married at 30 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, we're so sad. And it's like a honeymoon for him, but he doesn't go to any trip. He watched us, you know, we have evening classes, but he still watches us until you know, every night until 10 o'clock in the evening. So that's really, really weird. And was after we, you know, knowing him, he was like, he often take male students to his house to, you know, spend a weekend or something like that.
Unimaginable.
The where did he put his wife? Like in a secret cabinet?
In his new house, there was just a room for his students. You know, it's like really, really weird because we, the girl students, we never get the invitation.
So you want that invitation?
You're jealous?
Okay,
jealous.
Mika's saying he's weird just because he didn't invite her.
Yeah.
No, not only because of that. Oh,
not only.
Oh my god.
Oh,
did I just say?
She must be thinking about, oh my god, this weekend he invited that little bitch, not me.
Is your teacher's wife happy or?
I don't know. You know, I think he's.
Oh my god. Did they do in that room?
I don't know, you know, there was a friend of mine.
Oh, I know. Maybe. Yeah.
You have that kind of
experience? No.
Oh my god, I feel sorry for you, Ever.
Something just struck into my mind. It's gotta be true, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably that your teacher and your wife want to have a baby, but your teacher will have the ability. Right?
Oh my god, fertility!
Yeah, he has fertility problems. And then, but they want a baby so much. So they gotta ask help.
Oh my
god.
Doesn't
that make sense?
I wanna be a student of this class.
But you don't even know what his wife looked like. Maybe it's like Jessica, or Joanne, or Linda, or Mika.
What the
heck? War! Neo!
Nightmare!
Totally nightmare!
But I don't think it's because of that, because, you know, there was a friend of mine who was really close to this teacher. You know, he often go to his house and spend the weekend.
So nobody talk about what they did after they came back?
We secretly talk about it.
So what's it about?
Sleeping. not together, but, you know, just like...
I thought you said sleeping.
Sleeping him? No, in separate rooms.
Then what's the point?
I don't know, but they were just like
just
couples,
nice.
You know. I once saw them coming out from a supermarket, you know, with all those bags on their hands. It looked like they lived together and they were a couple. And once we played cards in the classroom. And
play cards in the classroom?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And my friend is
playing mahjong?
No, we just
play
cards. No, we just play cards, and the teacher somehow know it, and so we get criticized.
What do you mean the teacher somehow know it? My god, you're playing cards!
It's in the weekend, you know, nobody should know that, and when he talked to me, he was like, how could you do that? How could you do this to all your friends, all the classmates? You're a bad influence, and... He was really cruel on me. I was like crying. I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. But when he...
When you say he's so cruel on you, it makes me like think about SM, you know.
That's because this is
Stop
on
it.
Your head. So, but when he talked to the student, you know, my friend, the male student, he was like, oh my god, you are hiding things from me. How could you? How could you don't tell me you love cars? I was like, seriously?
Oh, I was really stunning, you know. A teacher a student, and teacher said, why don't you tell me that you love cards?
Yeah, and for me it was like,
and
you are
male,
a bad influence. And for him it's that, you are hiding things from me.
That's my god.
Love is true love.
That's actually kind of sweet, I think.
Oh my god, it's weird.
Yeah, it's totally weird.
It's
but
weird and
after
disgusting.
That, when we play cards, you know, when we get calls, my friend always cover for me, you know.
And you play cards again?
Yeah, we always do.
I don't know what to say. So, Joanne, what's your story?
Once I got beat down by my PE teacher.
And you're still single now?
Yeah. After he beat down me 2 months.
Oh my god.
His girlfriend.
Joanne just missed his very single chance in her whole life.
What about... What's your rainbow?
That is too mean, Edward.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You still have Neil. the second chance. Don't let it go.
Okay, shut up, Edward.
Yeah, I'd rather die. Oh my god.
Alright, okay. Go on, Joy. Sorry.
So it was on a PE class, and I was.
You have a PE class? Like, you train how to play. Okay, everyone.
Teach you how to pee.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, pee.
you need to be taught to how to pee.
PE class, okay.
I can't.
And I was just hanging around. I have nothing to do. And the other people, they are just running or they are doing some sports. And I don't want to move, so I just.
That's why you are still singing.
So I'm just leaning against the wall and playing with my cell phone. And
I'm playing with myself.
I'm playing my cell phone. And
put it in your vagina.
Oh my god, we're so dirty.
Oh my god. It's a sad story.
Okay, everybody. Now we have to be serious. It's a sad story.
And then
that's so sad.
So sad. I'm crying. I'm literally crying.
How could it be Joanne?
Oh my god.
Sorry, Joanne. Okay, we're over it.
Then he went.
Okay, end of story.
Hate you, bitch. Then he walked towards me, and then he walked towards me, and he's kind of handsome, and he's tall, and he's in a good figure, and what's more, he's single.
Oh, shit.
So that, you enjoy it.
That's just the type you want.
Yeah, that's the type. That's exactly the type I want.
That's not weird. You enjoy
it. Yeah, that's romantic.
But 2 months later, he has a girlfriend.
So that's because
he cheated you.
That's because you missed your chance two months earlier. So
those two girls think their teachers are weird because they are jealous.
After that beat,
you and Mika.
What?
Really, I'm jealous. Okay. I admit that I'm jealous of his girlfriend.
Come on, what?
How does she look like?
She's fat, ugly, and stupid.
And what? Still, that PE teacher chose that girl instead of Joanne.
It's a sad
Joanne?
Story. I'm sorry for you, girl. Please continue.
Let's move to the next question. Do you have a favorite teacher or one that you just dislike? Why?
Well, okay, I'm actually being serious. I can't even believe it myself, but I do actually really want to thank a teacher of mine. It's my math teacher in my senior high. Because if it had
a math teacher or a masturbate teacher?
My math teacher. And if it hadn't been him, because I really hated math as a subject before. I think it's just like a dumb subject. Like, playing with stupid numbers and
it's dumb because you are dumb.
Yeah, that's yeah, okay. You don't have to say it, Gavin. Fuck you. But he actually made me, you know, got interested in the subject, and he's really fun. He's kind of like just one of us. He has his like little water gun, and he actually sprays us in summer. And we were having our spring outing to a big lake in Beijing. Our classmates actually pushed him in the lake, and you know, so we were like really good friends, and it was kind of like think of him. My math really improved a lot, yeah. And he's a man, and I'm not gay, so I don't like him. I just want to thank him.
What about others? Joanne, you want to thank your PE teacher?
I hate him. Why?
Oh, we know that.
He abandoned me.
Oh.
No, he didn't even have you. No, he didn't even choose you in the first place. Okay.
So sad. Oh my god,
Joanne is speechless.
Cry a little bit.
And crying.
Go find a boyfriend.
That's like saying, Neil, try to be handsome.
What about others? Okay, I have a teacher, which I memorized for very long time. Who?
How old are you?
Actually, she just teach me for 1 year in my senior one. And
which subject?
English. And it's she. One day we fought for an English competition called the English Outlook.
Oh,
Outlook in Beijing, and it's the final exam. It's the final test, and there were only two persons in our school who have passed the formal test and then go to the last. The one is me, and the
god,
the other is Gavin,
and the other is Gavin.
Wow!
Yeah.
What kind of school is that?
Yeah, our teacher. Because the only two students is both her students.
She teaches two classes. One is my class and one is Gavin. And one night, she get me out of the classroom and said, "There is one university I think is the fittest for you. That is Communication University of China."
Is that real?
It's a true story. It's a true story.
Right?
And that's the first time that I heard the name of the Communication University of China. And when I finally entered this school, I called the person I first called is her, and I said to her that finally I entered the Communication University of China.
Now what do you want to say to her?
After a year of study.
Yeah, thanks to you, I met the most handsome guy in the world, and his name is Edward. Thank you, my English teacher. Right.
No, really. What do you want to say?
If there is, if you were not exist in this world, if you are not existed in this world, I wouldn't know about the School of Communication University of China. Even at last, I would enter this school. It's because of you that I set a goal. And now I was not that hardworking in Sino High School, but I'm still on the road of pursuing my dreams. And maybe one day I would call you and say that finally I realized my dream. Not only enter the Communication University of China, but become the best journalist in the world or in China or something like that. But I want to thank you because it's you who set the original goal for me, and I fight for that for so many years.
Wow!
So moving.
Yeah, wow. This is the part where we should all cry, okay?
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, it really is it's a really touching story.
Actually, my English teacher in primary school. Well, actually, my English teacher in primary school. I remember him because I hated him so much, you know. When I was in grade 3, I don't know anything about English, and all my classmates are taking classes outside the school, you know, those kind of lessons that you paid for it, but I didn't take any, so I don't know anything about English. But in the English class, so of course I'm confused. I couldn't even understand a word. But he called me up and he asked me to come forward and perform a English poem.
What you guys perform? You guys make poems?
It's like third grade?
No,
it's like reading. It's not like I really memorized the poem. It's just like reading the textbook. But I couldn't understand it. I couldn't recognize any word. So I was like frozen on the stage, and he was like so mean to me, you know. "Oh, you're such a little pretty girl, but you don't know anything. You're so stupid."
So you're trying to say like,
"I'm a little pretty girl, yeah."
No, he's only being honest in the last part of the sentence.
No. The little pretty girl part is the only beautiful memory of it. So I was like really sad. I talked to my mother. I took some lessons. So that's how I learned English. So I'm like, Jessica, it's a sad story.
But you should still like
for
thank
you.
Him.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
him.
Of it, course. It, yeah, because he called me a little pretty girl.
Oh my god. Okay, so that guy tricked Mika for like over 10 years, and now Mika still thinks that what he said is true.
So since you guys have so many memories about your teachers, what if you are a teacher, what would you be like?
Oh my god!
What?
Oh my god, if I was a teacher, well, I have to say, I have to tell the parents, you guys better be careful, because I'm
I was coming.
I love little boys.
If you got your children,
to pee.
If you got your children in my class, oh my god, right? He's gonna be like the most famous porn star in the whole world.
You are being tutored in Xing Dongfeng right now.
Does that mean that you are once the most famous porn star in the world?
No, but I know many.
I've never seen you.
I know many.
Why?
Like you know many?
Gavin, Neil.
Porn stars,
yeah,
like.
Ugly porn stars. No, okay, I was just kidding. I actually thought about being a preschool teacher. Okay. When I was in middle school.
That's really tired.
Yeah, yeah. At first, I thought it was like really fun, like accompanying all the kids and teaching them stuff and try to like form their value when they're very small. But then the reason I kind of thought that I'll actually make a pretty good teacher.
Okay, anyway.
Why?
But the reason why I didn't hold on to that, I won't call it a dream, but I didn't hold on to that.
Direction.
Yeah, yeah. It's mainly because I probably think I won't be able to handle if the kids like pees in class or vomits or throw ups or has diarrhea. I probably just, oh my god, keep it away from me. But yeah, I actually think I'm probably gonna make a pretty good teacher.
You're pretty confident. What about others? Joanne, you look like a good teacher.
Yeah, because she's single. Like, she don't have to worry about, like, having babies and taking vacations and stuff.
I don't actually think about being a teacher.
Why?
Because it's...
I said, what if...
What if you are a teacher?
If I'm a teacher. Then I'll flirt with all the boys in my class.
Oh, oh my god!
Oh,
slut!
It's my plan.
You're thinking about it.
So don't be a teacher, please. Promise me. What about Jessica? You said you shared a very moving story with us.
Well, my mom really wants me to be a teacher.
Really?
Especially in, you know, universities or college, because she thinks it's a good job, it's with handsome income. Maybe not that handsome, but it's enough for a girl.
Yeah.
And who has a house, who has a fabulous state in society.
Yeah.
And worth respect, but I don't like, you know, stable life. I need adventure. I want to go out.
So you want to be a journalist?
Yeah, I want to go out and see many people.
I thought you want to be an astronaut. Maybe you can explore Neo's planet.
Neo's planet?
Yeah, for Jessica, the astronaut.
You meet so many Neos.
Oh no, that's the reason why I want not to be an astronaut.
That's really scary.
Yeah. So I chose another way. My mother is kind of still persuading me to go on that direction. She persists on that. Yeah. Persists on and persuading me to be a teacher, but I was I'm not really interested in that.
Now what if you are a teacher?
Yeah.
If I were a teacher, if I were a teacher, I would select the girl who's sitting on the red left 3 row and said, "Hi Jessica, how are you today?"
Oh my god, you're insane!
Okay, I don't know what she said, but apparently she lost her mind.
They want to travel the time.
Just skip to Mika.
If I'm gonna be a teacher, I think I'm gonna be a really sweet one. You know, I'm not gonna be like the...
that's the funniest joke I heard this year. Thank you.
I'm not gonna be as mean as the teacher
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm not pointing at you, bitch.
No, fuck no, she's a slut. She's not bitch.
Okay, the last question. What do you want to say to whichever teacher you've met in your life?
Zhihua, I love you!
PE teacher, I hate you!
The teacher, I don't remember your name, I hate you!
The teacher who was teaching me civic education and politics in Sinan High School, I want to tell you, our school, our college... No? Our university welcomes you to become our teacher, because the teacher now teaches us this lesson is not that good as you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck you, teacher of principle of Marxism.
You brought my horizon. You bring me interest on that course. And you make me...
Oh my god, you are a jitong
That's
bitch.
A very long sentence, okay?
You are a jitong bitch. Shut up, bitch.
I love you, but you... have once cursed me.
Don't you know what the meaning of shut up?
I love you again.
That's
I still
that's
love you.
That's all of today's banana hot talk. Bye bye.
See you guys next week.
The soup queen of this.
Yeah. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。